Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a necessary shortcut straight into the world of composable commerce. Because you, our listener, are probably tackling that core challenge in modern retail.
Yeah, the demand from consumers for these, you know, seamless personalized experiences everywhere.
Everywhere. Web, mobile, social, even in the store.
And that demand is just relentless. The problem is that the legacy platforms, the big monolithic ones, they just can't keep up. They were built for simplicity, but, well, that simplicity costs you agility.
So composable commerce, that's the answer we keep hearing about.
It is.
It's this big shift, right, away from being locked into one vendor's giant platform.
So basically composing your own tech stack. You pick the best of breed service for your cart, for search, for content, everything.
But what actually makes that possible? I mean, what's the core architectural idea here?
It really boils down to one critical principle, headless architecture.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Your old TV, the website front end, was like permanently bolted to the cable box, which is the commerce engine.
Right.
One unit. Headless just, well, it detaches them. So now you can plug that commerce engine into any screen. Your phone, a smart mirror, a voice assistant, you name it.
That makes perfect sense. So you decouple the experience from the back-end logic.
Yeah.
But if you're pulling pieces from 10 different vendors, doesn't that just create a huge mess? Like integration hell.
That is the challenge, yeah. But it's solved by a set of pretty strict rules, often called the MACH architecture.
Microservices, API first.
Cloud native and headless.
Exactly.
It's a move toward what they call loosely coupled systems. And this isn't just for, you know, the small disruptors anymore. Even the giants are pivoting.
You mean the companies that used to sell those big monoliths?
Oh, absolutely. Look at SAP Commerce Cloud. It evolved from the old Hybris platform.
I remember Hybris.
They basically transformed it into this cloud-hosted API-first solution. They dismantled their own successful monolith so companies can use its core functions in a composable way. That move, I mean, it validates the entire trend.
Okay, so let's move from the principles to the practice. What are retailers actually composing with? Let's start with the engine, the transaction part.
Sure. So in the pure headless space, you have commerce tools.
Yeah.
They really pioneer the whole MACH movement. It's kind of the gold standard for high scale, you know, multi-region operations.
And the customer experience is so driven by content, right? Product images, landing pages. So you need a flexible experience layer. That's the headless CMS.
A crucial component. Contentful is a huge one, known for its really flexible content modeling.
And what about Storyblock? I hear that name a lot.
Storyblock is super popular because it has a visual editor. So it makes it easier for the non-technical marketing teams to manage content, even though it's all still technically decoupled.
But it's not just about selling. You have to manage all the data and the fulfillment too.
Exactly. Specialization is key. For product data, you need a PIM, product information management system. Akinio is a big leader there. It's vital for managing thousands of complex SKUs.
We've also seen the term PXM pop up from companies like Salsify, product experience management. What's the difference there?
So PXM is basically an evolution of PIM. Mm-hmm. It's driven by the rise of marketplaces like Amazon. While PI manages the data internally, PXM handles getting that data out there. It syndicates it, makes sure it's perfect on Amazon, on Walmart, everywhere you sell.
And then finally, fulfillment, the OMS.
Yes, the order management system. Fluent Commerce is a key player. It's a cloud-native distributed OMS. And that distributed part is so important.
Why is that?
It gives you real-time inventory visibility across all your locations.
Your
warehouses, stores, distribution centers, and that's what powers things like ship from store or click and collect.
So we've talked tech, but at the end of the day, why are retailers doing all this? It has to come down to conversion.
100%. It's all about conversion. When you're not limited by your platform, you can finally deliver on that promise of superior personalization.
And it perfects that omni-channel journey, right? I research on my phone, I add Tart on my laptop.
And pick it up in a physical store. And it all feels like one single cohesive journey to you, the customer.
And that lack of friction has to help sales. I've seen stats that better site speed alone can lead to double-digit improvements in conversion.
It's a tangible ROI. And for anyone thinking about implementation, you don't do it all at once. It's a phased, iterative approach. You audit your needs, then you swap out pieces one by one.
That toolbox approach makes it manageable.
And that's really what future-proof means here. It's building an architecture that can adapt to whatever comes next, you know, a new social channel or some VR tech without a ground-up rebuild.
So a final thought for our listeners.
I think composable commerce is just the technical strategy for retail flexibility, period. And over time, we might even drop the term composable, not because it went away, but because it will just become the standard default way that all commerce platforms are built.